Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Annie Dillard has a quote, "How we live our days is, of course, how we live our lives." And we fill our days with a lot of habits. How much of our days we do unconsciously, I've heard many different numbers. One I've seen 40%, and another I've seen 95% of our day is unconscious or barely conscious things that we do that are habitual. So it seems like it's a good idea to cultivate positive habits versus negative habits, because if that's what fills our day, it can make a huge difference in the quality of our life. Gretchen Rubin, who's written a lot about happiness, was having a conversation with a friend of hers who was lamenting that she was having trouble getting her exercise program going. And she said, "I don't get it. In high school, I was on the track team. I ran all the time. What is the problem now?" This is what led Gretchen Rubin to ultimately write a book called Better Than Before, Mastering the Habits of Our Everyday Lives. Many of us have aspirations for better habits than we might currently be living. So it's helpful to now and again look at and think about, what do we know about what supports us in creating really positive patterns in our day-to-day life? And the thing that can be quite frustrating is you read about or hear about so-and-so who lost a lot of weight, or so-and-so who changed their life, or so-and-so who's started to exercise and exercised every day thereafter for the rest of their life. It's not that easy. What Rubin learned about habits, what creates them and how to make them so that they're sustainable, so that we fill our life with more positive, life-affirming habits, is this. It isn't a one-size-fits-all deal. There are many different ways that cultivating habits works for us. So to know yourself is one of the most foundational pieces of creating positive habits. When she was thinking about what variables influence how we create habits, she came up with a question. Well, how do you respond to expectations? Are you the kind of person that responds positively and diligently to external and internal expectations? She calls those the upholders. They can rely on themselves, they're rule followers, they're self-directed. And it's a very small group of people. Or are you the kind of person that questions? Like, I need to understand if it makes sense for me. I'm not going to follow arbitrary rules. I'll keep a resolution or I'll follow through on something, but only if I think it's important. She calls those the questioners, which is one of the majority groups. Then there's the obligers, who respond to external expectations, like her friend who used to run track, but struggle to meet internal expectations. And they're the ones that bear the downside of their tendency the most. They're very aware of how hard it is for them to meet their own expectations around new habits. And then there's the rebel, who resists all expectations, inner and outer. They don't want to be told, or they don't want to be asked, even by themselves, to do stuff. A life controlled by habits sounds like death to them. They want choices, and they want choices daily. So the majority of us have fallen the questioner and obliger categories. So if you know that, it can make a huge difference in how you even think about approaching a habit. So for example, if you want to exercise more, if you're an upholder, just put it on your to-do list and you're good. A questioner, need to research it and make sure you've got a solid reason to follow through. Obligers, schedule something with a friend, make an appointment so you need to do it. And rebels, find a way to exercise that makes you feel free. Some rebels say they just make a choice every day. Is this a day I want to do an exercise? And with that freedom, they can allow themselves to go ahead with it. So trying to understand what motivates you, understand a lot about yourself in terms of time of day and how you like to approach things, really helps you find your way of creating a positive ritual or positive habit in your life. As John Dryden said, we first make our habits, and then our habits make us.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.